The Lord said, come forth and receive the Holy Spirit. But John came in fifth and only won a toaster. That's a joke that only works out loud. How's your faith doing? Where is it on a scale of dead to alive? If I'd asked the disciples that question, I imagine they'd have been much closer to dead than alive. They'd watched Jesus die, buried him even, and then seen him rise again, eaten with him, talked with him. They thought, and I don't blame them, that this was the time God's kingdom was coming. But then he left. He went back to be with the Father, promising two things: that he would one day return and that he would be with them always, no matter what, always and forever. But still, he left. We know the disciples felt pretty rubbish because they were hiding, locked away in a room. I suspect many of us sympathise with them in a new way now, given our experience of lockdown. I, for one, am getting sick of the sight of my computer screens and study walls. I hope that in some way these online services are helping to keep your faith going. I guess if they aren't, you probably won't be watching anyway. But what we all need to keep going is the Holy Spirit. And that's the third thing Jesus promised as he left. Do you ever just wake up and kiss the person sleeping beside you and feel glad that you're alive? I did that once, and now I'm banned from flying with EasyJet. Just pause for the laughter. The Holy Spirit is what makes us alive. Last year I preached on the Valley of Dry Bones in Ezekiel. They weren't just dead, they were very dead. Capital V, capital D. God asked Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? Well, no, except they did, because of the power of God's breath. You see, in Hebrew, the same word means wind, as I'm experiencing now, breath and spirit. In Ezekiel, it's breath we see. In Acts, it's wind. But it's the same spirit, bringing God's life. In Ezekiel, the dry bones became an army. In Acts, the disciples became powerful speakers, dedicated missionaries, faithful martyrs. Not because they were anything special, but because God filled them with his spirit. But I have a question for you. How often do you breathe? According to Wikipedia, the average adult breathes at least 12 times a minute, which is over 17,000 times a day. We don't even notice, it's so easy. Well, it's as easy as breathing, I guess. You don't breathe once and that's it for the rest of your life. You have to go on breathing. Maybe you own a grandfather clock. They're quite high maintenance, aren't they? Because you have to keep winding them or they, well, I guess they wind down. You don't wind them up once and that's it forever. You have to go on winding them up. Just like my sister. It's exactly like that with the Holy Spirit. The disciples were not filled once on Pentecost and then sent on their way. Not at all. They went on being filled with the Holy Spirit. In fact, the book of Acts is really the story of how people went on being filled with the Holy Spirit. God isn't stingy with his Spirit. He doesn't give us a bit and then we have to make do with it for the rest of our life. No, he pours it out. He lavishes it on us, or at least on those willing to receive it. You see, the Spirit wasn't only given to give birth to the church on the first Pentecost. The Spirit is given to keep the church alive. Son of man, can these bones live? God asked Ezekiel. And he asks us today, can these bones live? The answer now as then is yes, but only by God's breath or by God's wind. Like the valley of dry bones, the Spirit is our breath, the wind beneath our sails. And so we need to learn to receive the Spirit as naturally as breathing, as regularly as winding a grandfather clock. In fact, you may find that a helpful way to pray is breathing in God's Spirit and breathing out God's praise. Breathing in God's Spirit and breathing out God's praise. So I'll ask you again, where on a scale of dead to alive is your faith? God wants you here, alive, and he wants to pour out his Spirit on you, his wind, his breath, to give you life, to teach you how to breathe so you can live life to the full, so you can live the life he's calling you to live. The question is, do you want that? Do you want to learn how to breathe? Will you open yourself up to receive his Spirit today? I wonder what God is going to do through you by the power of his Holy Spirit. I can't wait to find out.